I'm Alejandro Ponce, Chief Research Officer at the World Justice Project. Last week, I got a chance to check out the UK's effort to implement the OECD Access to Justice recommendation. I really like what I saw. It's one of the first serious attempts to push for people-centered justice and make courts more inclusive. There are three things that I found particularly interesting. First, the seven-step framework for improving court services that helps identify the problem using data, come up with solutions, and monitor progress. Second, that the framework is flexible enough to work with different legal systems. And third, it encourages continuous improvement. Something that I also like about this initiative is that it's not just theoretical. It contains practical data-driven strategies and real-world examples, making it quite relevant for practitioners. It is fantastic work.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside HMCTS with me, Aaron Wilson, from the communications team. Today, we're going to be talking about a recent OECD roundtable event that took place in Canada that my colleague Luke Altman attended to discuss our essential work around enabling and improving access to justice for all. So we'll be catching up with Luke on his return from the event a little bit later on in the podcast. But prior to him travelling out there, I spoke with him to find out a bit more about the aims of the trip and the importance of international discussion on access to justice. So, Luke, tell me, your role, first of all, at HMCTS, what is that? What do you do? And can you tell me a little bit about this event as well that you're going to?
So my name's Luke Altman, and I'm the Head of Insight for HMCTS. So that means my team provides all the evidence for the department to inform its decision-making. Going to be in Ottawa at the OECD Global Roundtable on Access to Justice, and I'm going to be presenting a paper that we're jointly publishing with the OECD. If you're not familiar with the organisation, they're a group of 38 countries who promote better policies for its member countries to adopt. And each year since, I think, about 2016, they've held a roundtable on access to justice. The roundtable, it's a two-day conference with expert-led presentations, discussions, workshops, and all things related to access to justice. This year, the topic for the roundtable is people-centred justice, or what we call in HMCTS user-centred justice. It's something we know a lot about in HMCTS because a user-centred approach has been an important part of the HMCTS reform programme. And it's, you know, really sort of the basis and the essence of the work that we do in my user insight team.
And what about the paper you're going to be presenting to the roundtable? What's that all about?
The paper I'm presenting is a practical guide on how to measure and improve access to justice in court services. It's based on some of the work we published in autumn 2023 to assess access to justice in our services, and we're going to be publishing more this autumn as well. It's probably one of the biggest programs of work we've had in the Insight team. We've been working on it for a few years now, and as the OECD has recognised and commented on, it's a truly innovative and world-leading piece of work because we are the only people at the moment measuring and improving access to justice in our court services in this way. The work we've done is assessed access to justice in six services, including divorce, online civil money claims, the immigration tribunal.
Are you seeing any evidence or any positive effects of this work as well that you can explain to our listeners?
We've now got evidence of where we've actually improved access to justice in the services, so it's a really big deal. This is very much a team effort, and it's been a collaboration between the different analytical professions in government, but notably the government social research profession, which I'm part of, and most of the team is, as well as the operational research services.
I know you've sort of outlined a few points about it, but why is it important to get everyone together in the same room and have these conversations?
It's really important to kind of bring together different countries' perspectives on how to deliver global justice policies.
And what work have you and your team done so far in relation to this?
We've taken a kind of a world-leading approach to court reform, and our use of evidence and our approach to our sort of user-centered approach is really innovative. And they want to kind of bring that expertise in from us in the UK, but also kind of take views in from all of those other countries. There's some amazing work being done in Canada and Australia and across Europe. And bringing those kind of experts together in one place is an opportunity to kind of share ideas, basically.
For you, obviously, it's an overseas trip. What are you looking forward to most about sort of meeting with other justice partners abroad?
I think that there's probably two things I'm really looking forward to about the roundtable. One is to kind of hear what other countries are doing and kind of potentially bring back some ideas. ideas in terms of data that other countries are collecting and how they're using that data to improve their services and make their services more user-centered. But also, I feel like we've done some amazing work in this space, which is why we're publishing this policy paper with the OECD. And I'm really proud of that and really proud of the team's contribution to that. And I'm really keen to share that with other countries. The aim of the paper, the reason we're publishing it with the OECD is because the OECD think that the work that we've done and the methodology we have to assess and improve access to justice is something that other countries can use and adapt. And if other countries can pick it up and use it to improve their services, I think that will be, you know, a huge kind of win for us and be sort of great on the international stage.
It sounds a really interesting opportunity to obviously speak and learn different things. But I think one thing that perhaps our users will be thinking about is, what does this mean for me and how does this benefit us? Could you talk a little bit about what it means for sort of access to justice and users coming to our
court and tribunal system?
What the access to justice assessments mean for users coming into the court services is that we're able to identify some of the barriers that they might face accessing justice through the court services. By measuring those barriers and understanding those barriers, we can help reduce them and remove them so that users can come into our court services and get the access to justice they need, so that our services are easy to understand, easy to use. Our court system, both online and in the physical space, is easy to navigate and get the outcome that they deserve.
Okay, so you've been going to the roundtable for a few years now.
Yeah.
What sort of changes in trends to justice have you seen in your time attending?
The big challenge for all of the countries in the OECD now, as the financial constraints that all governments and countries find themselves in. So the focus is often very much on how can you make the justice systems more effective and more efficient when they're all experiencing some of the same issues around a rise in case backlogs and the financial constraints. But the focus on the roundtables are always around people-centered justice, and there can be a bit of a conflict between those financial pressures and designing, delivering services around the user.
How are you with flying? How are you looking forward to that trip?
I'm looking forward to the flight. I've got three young kids, so 7, 9, and 11. So most of the time when I'm traveling anywhere or getting on a plane, I'm looking after three children as well. So I'm looking forward to that peace and quiet on the flight. I've never been to Canada, so really looking forward to getting to Canada in the autumn and just absorbing a bit of the Canadian culture. I'm only there for 3 days, but Ottawa is supposed to be a fantastic city. So yeah, really looking forward to
it. I think we're due to catch up with you when you come back from the conference as well. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about what you've learned and how it was.
Yeah, well, look forward to coming back and telling you all about it.
Well, that was Luke prior to heading off to Canada, and I'm delighted to say that he's now managed to safely make it back to the UK to come and tell us more about the Global Roundtable event. But just before we do catch up with him, a gentle reminder that if you're enjoying the podcast, you can find more content on our Inside HMCTS blog pages, and you can also keep up to date with the latest releases by following us on social media across X, Facebook, LinkedIn, WhatsApp, and YouTube. And now back to you, Luke. So tell us how it went, firstly, and what the main takeaways were.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it went really well, kind of as planned. So as you know, we went out to launch our publication on measuring and improving access to justice in court services, and that kind of went off without a hitch. So it was launched, it was published, and got an opportunity to kind of present that to the OECD. Did a 10-minute presentation, which went down really well, and there was a lot of questions and a lot of discussion off the back of that. You know, the hope from publishing that is that other countries are going to adopt it and use it in their court services as well. So we had interest from a few countries, from Holland, from Chile, Thailand, the United States, as well as interest from the World Bank and the World Justice Project. So really positive stuff. And yeah, hopefully sort of the next steps are to kind of be working with those other countries and through the OECD to help them adopt that process for measuring access to justice.
Lovely. Sounds like it was a good trip. We chatted before, previously, before you traveled to Canada, and you mentioned one of the aims of the OECD events is to sort of help different countries work together to deliver better policies. do you think that the conversations that you had with colleagues from other countries have contributed to that and delivering sort of better approaches to justice around the world?
I think so. I think this paper is going to be kind of a big step in helping some of those countries assess and improve access to justice in their court services. They're really interested in the kind of methodologies we're using, and they're interested to kind of adopt them for their own purposes. And some of the other organizations like the World Bank and the World Justice Project were particularly interested in the kind of measures that we were using. So potentially they can reuse those measures with other countries and as part of their work and their missions with other countries around the world.
Brilliant. Well, let's hear from a member of the World Justice Project who you spoke with at the event now.
I'm Alejandro Ponce, Chief Research Officer at the World Justice Project. Last week, I got a chance to check out the UK's effort to implement the OECD Access to Justice recommendation. I really like what I saw. It's one of the first serious attempts to push for people-centered justice and make courts more inclusive. There are three things that I found particularly interesting. First, the seven-step framework for improving court services that helps identify the problem using data, come up with solutions, and monitor progress. Second, that the framework is flexible enough to work with different legal systems. And third, it encourages continuous improvement. Something that I also like about this initiative is that it's not just theoretical. It contains practical data-driven strategies and real-world examples, making it quite relevant for practitioners. It is fantastic work. Congratulations.
Well, that was really interesting to hear from Alejandro, and sounds like the HMCTS contributions have been really well received.
What were some of the things you learned from the conference, and was there anything surprising or unexpected that you took away from it?
I think one of the takeaways from the OECD conferences on access to justice is the scope and the breadth of access to justice and what it means to other countries. It's always a good reminder that something like only 2 or 3% of all legal problems ever reach the court system. And so a lot of the discussion around access to justice sits outside of the court system. So the work that we're doing, the work I was presenting, and the work that we do in HMCTS is only quite a small part of that access to justice ecosystem that all the other countries are thinking about. And even in the delivery of access to justice in the courts, I was sat next to a lady from the United Nations, and she had just come back from Fiji and Tonga, where she was running a program to deliver access to justice to some of the islands out there. And that involved basically going round on a boat, gathering up sort of judges and lawyers and court clerks and magistrates, and going round from island to island and doing all the court cases, you know, in a day, registering all the births and the marriages and the deaths, and then doing all the civil cases and the criminal cases, and then, you know, going back on the boat and going round to these other islands. So even in the context of delivering access to justice in courts, other countries, you know, experiences are kind of very different to ours. And it's always a bit of a wake up that we're looking at quite a small niche in terms of access to justice.
And in terms of sort of the themes of the roundtable, I think you touched on this before when we spoke last time, but what was sort of the general theme of the conference?
So the big themes around kind of people-centered justice, as well as the use of data in insight and evidence. So as head of user insight, I've got sort of a foot in both those camps. And the reform program that we've been working on has always been a user-centered program. And so we've learned a lot, and we've got a lot to kind of offer around people-centered justice. And obviously, heading up an insight team, there's a lot to kind of give and share around kind of the use of data and evidence and insight that hopefully this paper that we've published kind of talks to both those things. It has a very much a user-centered, people-centered approach. And it's hopefully an exemplar of how to kind of use insight and data to improve access to justice.
It sounds like you were able to cover a lot of ground during the roundtable and during your presentation. So let's hear now from one of the OECD representatives on the day who shared her thoughts on how this is supporting their work.
I am Marianne Piccinini-Barbieri, policy analyst at the OECD. With this paper, we hope to support policymakers across the world to measure access to justice in court services, tailoring to their specific contexts. It provides practical guidance and good practice examples for using data to realize equal access to justice for all. Grounded in the OECD approach to people-centered justice, this paper is part of a set of tools the OECD has been developing to help countries implement the OECD recommendation on access to justice and people-centered justice.
what I'm getting from this is, you know, the importance of court users' experience, particularly sort of within the justice system, and how we can improve access to justice for people across the UK. Is this an unusual approach compared to other countries? Are they all trying to improve access? And why is it a really important thing to consider?
I think all countries are, of course, trying to improve access to justice. I think that the approach, one of the approaches that we've taken through this work that we've published, is a kind of more structured and sort of formal way of actually getting a measurement and then making improvements off the back of data. To be able to do that, it's kind of reliant on having the right data. So having a data strategy that allows you to collect the information to make those, to do that assessment and make those improvements. And that's certainly what other countries want to do. And they're a bit further, sometimes behind in their sort of their reform journeys to kind of transform their data and kind of transform their services. So it's a good opportunity for them to hear kind of what we're doing.
And I get the impression you've left the round table feeling quite positive. But what are the next steps, well, for you and your team and for HMCTS, and where do we go from here?
So the next steps in relation to kind of the work of the OECD is hopefully to try and get some of the other countries to adopt our processes. And there's a few countries, Holland and Chile, Thailand and the United States, who are interested in doing that. So we're going to try and work with them, and they'll be working with the OECD as well to kind of adopt that process.
And speaking of Chile, I think you spoke with a few representatives from there on the day, and we can hear from one of them and what they had to say on our work now.
My name is Ariel de la Maza. I'm the Chief of International Affairs and Cooperation from the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights in Chile. And I'm here with Luke Altman. We just witnessed his work, and we're very much interested in the project of measuring and improving access to justice in court services. We in Chile have a very much involved judiciary in the problem of access to justice, especially in courts, and the tool that you have developed for measuring the problems and the gaps in access to justice and to try to address them, it's very interesting for us, and it's a tool that we're very much interested in applying in Chi.
Another really insightful reflection there. And
I know we were talking a little bit about this before and talked about your you're looking forward to going to Canada previously, but how was it? How was the flight? And how was Ottawa in general? Did you get up to anything else while you're out there?
Ottawa was brilliant. It was a quick journey. I was only there for 3 nights, so it's quite a long way to go for quite a short period of time. But Ottawa is a beautiful city. Obviously, it's the kind of the administrative capital, so it's got all the government buildings there, which were lovely. We had a look around those. And then on the final evening, I got the opportunity to go to an ice hockey game to watch the Ottawa Senators beat the Florida Panthers. That was the first day of the season. So a bit of a cultural highlight, and got to meet some proper Canadians there. So yeah, good fun.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for taking the time to come onto the podcast to talk about this important work. And it sounds to me like it was an invaluable experience for both you and the organisation. If you'd like to find out more about our work around this issue, or just interested in discovering more about justice in general, you can visit our blog by searching Inside HMCTS in your browser. You'll also be able to find previous episodes of our podcast here, or you can also search HMCTS and visit our pages on Gov.UK. So thanks to everyone for tuning into this episode, and we'll be back with another instalment very soon, which I believe will be looking back at 2024 in review. So until then, take care.